Okay, here we go, everybody. And the wonderful Doug from BBS said, we're going in. And, yep, here we go, everybody. So, we're here. But that was a quick trip. So, let's do a clearing here for everybody. And what do you think they need? Y'all there, Kathy?
Oh, hi, Ron. Yes, I'm out here. I would like to say a mental body clearing.
Okay. Here we go. A mental body. Here we go. Now, you have to think of a situation that you've had, and then we'll do just a basic one here. So think of a problem that you had that's disturbing you, that you can't get out of your mind. Remember, this could be a mind loop problem. It could be maybe the mind loop could be maybe, we'll say, spending time for BBS, and you sit down and you have your favorite drink on the right side of you, and you have your little potato chips and maybe salsa and dip on the other side, and you're all ready to go. And you go, man, I'm doing this in every one of these programs. Is that a mind loop? Well, could be. But we'll see here. Doesn't sound too bad to me, though. Just pass the chips. There we go. So let's do a mind loop. Think of what you're dealing with here. So one, clear that away. You have to think of it, though. Two, three, four, and five. And now we're going to do another one. We'll just do one that's going to get rid of mind chatter. So that's the heading, mind chatter. And this is a mental clearing. One, two. Oh, man, you guys are loaded with this. One, two, three. God, I feel like I'm listening to the old-time switchboards that they used to have, you know, maybe in the 1920s. You know, we had a bunch of women. I think they're all women, typically, lined up with the little plugs that they plug in with the headphones on, you know. Here we go. I'm hearing all these different conversations. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Well, let's see here. So I'll turn it over to you. We can give the date here. So let me see what the date is here. And I'm sure maybe somebody posted it. I just don't see it there. But today is the 7th. So it's April 7th. So 4-7, and it's 2012. This is our Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. We'll be going there probably within 10 minutes here. We're still a little bit early for some people. They may come on exactly straight up on the hour. So, Kathy, anything that you know about that's going on out there?
Yes. Before we go to the light ship, I'd like to mention that we're on station 2, bbsradio.com, and that there is a toll-free call-in number. It's been posted on the fast chat, but I'll just read it out loud here. If you want to grab a pen, it's 888-429-5471. And I want to thank you for that mental clearing and of the mind chatter. I've been bombarded with that myself, so I feel a little bit better now. And I do want to mention that that mental clearing is a whole life clearing on the website that can be done through creationlightship.com. And we're listening to Ron Amatron, who is the ambassador to the Creation Lightship, and has an extensive website on creationlightship.com, which has lots of healings, and bbsradio.com archives that are updated to February 20th, 2012. There's over 600, and you can simply listen to them all night, all day if you'd like, and they're very educational and interesting, and there's so much to know. I've learned a lot from them, and I'm right now, I started from the very beginning, and I'm now up to 2010. The year 2010, and so I still have a little ways to go, but thank you, Ron, for having those available on the website. They're just fantastic for the new people, the new listeners, and also for those who have learned a lot and then want to hear it again with new ears. And so before we go to the lightship, I'd really like to hear from people if they have had a situation where they've observed something. I typed it into the fast chat at the very beginning, but...
Ed, line three.
But could someone call about a situation that they've observed? Like, for example, something we might have been talking about here on the program, and or a clearing that they did on their children, family, parents, themselves, that or their boss, that made a difference. Or if they're making full use of the free clearings and how that's affected them and how their life has changed. So that could be something we could all benefit from, especially the new listeners. So did you say there was a call on a line, BBS? Usually you beep, but I thought I heard you talking. So if there's a caller, would you like to go ahead?
Sure. Hi, this is Ed.
Oh, hi, Ed. Do you have a question for Ron or a comment to share?
Yeah, I had something happen today, and I just want to get it checked out. I was writing an article about this. There's this website up that talks about the source and underground soldiers and how the source is going to work through the Galactic Federation and send the pulse out and all this stuff. And Ron had checked it out, so I was writing an article about it. He said their website was full of mind control. So I was writing an article warning people that they should not assume that if someone talks about source, underground, resistance movement, you know, things that parallel a lot of the stuff that we talk about, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a good website or anything. In fact, what I think is that the Galactic Federation is trying to co-op basically our truth and the things we talk about. And I was pointing out that the Galactic Federation has their code, which they call the Codex, their rules and regulations, so to speak. And they talk about how they have, they're all about free will for everyone and no one should control anybody and we should all live peacefully. And then when you get down to the bottom, it sounds great, but then when you get down to the bottom, they say, well, you know, we do reserve the right to invade your planet and take you over if you allow suffering to continue. And obviously, a place like Earth with all the wars and suffering doesn't deserve to take care of itself. And therefore, we reserve the right to invade Earth and take it over. And so I'm looking at this, and I'm trying to point this out to people, because so many people read these shadow things. So I'm writing this article, and I'm saying, you know, they're full of judgment, and you want these people controlling you. And, you know, I'm using quotes like, we had to burn the village to save it. And, you know, are these really the people you want as your rulers? And as I was writing this article, I must have gone right to the heart of their program, because I was being attacked through my keyboard, coming up out of the keyboard, which is hooked to the internet, which is where I was typing it. And this dark energy just was coming out of the keyboard and attacking my hands as I wrote. And I observed this today, and I wanted to get Rod's comments on that and maybe check to be sure that I was had enough spirit to repel this invasion of myself.
Yeah, very good information. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there about disinformation or the stuff. And, yeah, I can see where they would probably want to come on board, especially people who are reading one particular article that maybe you're posting at and they want to try to grandstand it or say that they're doing the same thing or whatever. That's, you know... I only, for those of you listening, I only tell Ed, you know, when something really is paramount that is actually happening. And I only tell him when I'm actually involved with the situation, typically, or somebody sends me an email. We do have some seers that are able to really see and they know what's going on. But other than that, For me, it's really low key, and unless I actually see something. And it's I don't know, it's just the thing of trying to get hooked up. Like I say, a lot of people want to go out and see the UFOs with a flashlight at night, you know, on a mountaintop and waving it and, you know, stuff like that. But, it's got to be careful what you connect to. Yeah, the website did feel icky. Ed sent me the link, and I looked at it quickly because they used the word source in there. And, for most things it can sound good, but there's always, like, a twist in it. You have to be very, very careful. I can mention that, and I believe Ed knows this gentleman. I met him on a few, maybe half a dozen events that I went to, and he's Mr. Kennedy, one of the relatives to the President Kennedy. And I think it was Lawrence, and he somehow was opening up an email, and he got hit. He had, I think, maybe a heart attack or something. But he was aware of this here. Anyway, I'm not saying that could happen to everybody. I don't want to scare anybody, but you have to be careful of what these keywords are. Keywords can connect you as you start looking at things. It's very possible that as you were reading it, they could have actually had a robotic program placed on you, Ed, possibly. I'm just throwing out information here that might not be 100% correct, but maybe by reading it, wanted to hook you up, and then they maybe tried to prevent your hands from using keyboard, because you are made basically, when you're typing, you are trying to analyze the information. But by analyzing the information, you're using mind energy. Do that, then automatically they're probably sampling what you're thinking about, and they want you to stop what you're doing. So that could be something like that. I have another. Just hang on 1 second here. Okay, yeah. What you probably could have done, Ed, or maybe you can, is do one of those satellite attacks too. I just got sent this by someone. The satellite attack could possibly help you when you're on your computer. So we have these little aids to help people. I'm trying to think of another one to put up on the website, but I don't know what it's going to be quite yet. Help people. So that's kind of a burner a little bit here. Yeah, it's very sad what they do, but it still gets information out there. It just depends how it hooks up to people, how the implants go off, and what they're reading. It's just something that, it gets to be difficult. It could be, the more that people read of different things, maybe the worse off you can get. So it gets to be very complicated. And then you do have people like Ed that likes to investigate what's happening, because, that's what he's probably here to do, is to figure out what the heck's going on, I think all of you could probably sympathize with that, or at least understand, why have I been here for so darn long? What did I do last time to screw up, And everything like this from A to Z. So you want to kind of find out where you're going, what's happening. Sometimes it could be a little more difficult because, things could happen that way. But that's why I don't have anything on the website except for the light beam and the other pictures that we have for the healings. That's why I don't have anything typically that's going to give you music along with what you're doing on a clearing. I just want you to be fully conscious. Sometimes the music can take people sideways, too, and I don't want to do music along with the clearing. I do it at the expos only because there's so much background noise that they need to cover up some of that background noise. When people have headphones on, and they're just hearing me counting down the chakras, and I'm describing what's happening. But I do the satellite clearing. More than likely, probably reading the mind patterns that you're having, typing, and all of a sudden they didn't want you to say something. That's kind of what I pick up. In fact, what I'm going to do for everybody listening here, we'll go to the light ship in a few here. I'm going to put you into zero time on the timeline. Then I'll put you into my zero time. person to go into the zero time on the timeline that you're living on. Here we go. I'll count to five to do so. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. There. Now you should be on the timeline that you're living on. Time has stopped. So you're actually in the now on that timeline. It's not source energy, but it is in the now. And I'm going to bring you where I am. Now, what I want you to do is, if you can look at maybe the fast chat, which has text, or, you know, get something. If you don't have a fast chat up, I want you all to get some text in front of you, okay, that you maybe have not read before. The a little piece of paper that you have something written on, somebody gave it to you. It could be a newsprint. I'll put you where I am, and then I want you all to see where I am. Read, if you can read, sentence. If you can only, find that your mind tells you what the words mean. They're all just, it's disconnected. So what you have to do is go in and out of duality to read. That's what I have to do. So I look at the words, and there's nothing that rings a bell, So I have to read one word at a time, translate that, what it means, go and read the next word, translate it. Here we go, everybody. I'll put you where I am so you can actually see what I experience when I try to read the fast chat. Here we go. Just see if it holds true for you. It more than likely it will. So, one, two, three, four, oh, getting locked in, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So now you're where I live. Now try to read something. And for me, I just look at all the words, kind of like I'm dazed. Isn't that expression? I look at it like a foreign language to me almost when I look at the words. And then I have to get into duality to figure out what the word says. But you can see if you experience the same thing. We'll turn it back over to Kathy here. So,
Kathy, who can't read now?
This is weird. I knew your name had A in it, and I couldn't bring up your name. I know you've been a long time. I go,
Well, that's okay, because I can't read, so between the two of us, this will be fun. Now, that clearing you did, that putting us into the now timeline that you're in, I'm having a little bit of a challenge reading, too, and typing. So I just managed to type in something to the fast chat asking everyone else how they felt. But I'm telling you how I feel. It is really very effective, and it feels very peaceful. And probably something that I know I needed right now, and maybe others need it too, is to feel that nice peace. So thank you for that. And I don't see any really questions on the fast chat right now. Just some requests, and people are getting ready to go. And some birthday, there's a birthday. It kind of feels like we're in a heart-centered place. Like we haven't done the mind-to-heart drop, but feeling so peaceful like I have done the mind-to-heart drop. So that feels very good, kind of like when we are on the light ship.
Yeah, one I got a thing messenger sent to me. It says, interesting, like I am singing the sentence together, bouncing along every five or six words or so. of the way it is. Then we have one from Lisa here. It's so neutral text, just a big jumble with no meaning. Yeah, that's the way it looks. It's like somebody threw like the alphabet together to make words, and you're looking at it trying to figure out what it is. Oh, yeah, this is where I live. Let's go to the Hi, Chip, everybody. So we have a birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, Luca is. We don't need to know. So here we go. We have a birthday party. So everybody get ready. Yummy, yummy. Oh, going to the light ship, everybody. One, if your animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, pets, and, boy, have anything that you may want to bring up, maybe worms or something you want to bring up, too, to help your garden. That would be fine.
Oh.
Oh, here we
go. How about the water?
Water, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Water, maybe you could bring up, well, that's hard to bring up water. That would be watering your plants, but
here we go.
So going up, I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. We're there. And we're on the light ship. Now remember, you're there physically. You're bilocated. So, you know, you're not going to disappear if you're a newcomer here. And some people try to use their mind to analyze what's going on. I find that that's even hard to do because you're in the moment. All of a sudden, the mind is like, what's the mind, you know? So just feel the sensations. You want to request a healing. One healing of what you want to concentrate on. So here we go. We're on the light ship now. Going into the room that has polar bears. They showed up instantly. Here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. I have a request here for there's one here, but the most recent one is Mother Mary and the Rose Room. So this will be very nice. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five. Very nicely. Six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll go into the room that has the forest. Large trees, beautiful flowers, ferns, very beautiful environment. There's like flying birds around, dragonflies. It's just very beautiful. This room here, bumblebees buzzing around. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Bringing the energy stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Go into the white light room, that's the request too. Then we'll go into the food court for a birthday party. Here's the white light energy. So one, two, three, four, five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Well, people, let's go to the food court. For the light beings, kind of food that we're used to, the different types of cakes, maybe pies, the juices, have a birthday party. So here we go. I always go for the German chocolate cake with the hot fudge and the strawberries and the whipped cream and all the toppings on it. And it's about the size of a pencil eraser. Oh, here we go. And you can get seconds and thirds. So one into your mouth right now, and they hand you what you choose to have. Underneath your tongue, I find your saliva changing. Another location here, the food court, where we can actually sample something else if we wish. We're all singing happy birthday. Okay, here, and anyone else who may have a birthday this month. White beans are there singing too. Seconds now, so here we go. Or tongue is where this energy is going here. Wonderful. Feels great. And we'll be in there. If you want to get another sample, maybe in a couple minutes, you can. Had a request for the amethyst crystal room. Oh, here we go. One, two, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. 7 or thirds if we need that. Like that, not that we need it. Going to the room that has the elephants. And this time we're going to have more than three come, and we'll have them bring the smaller ones so we can actually play the small elephants about one-third the size of the adults. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Wonderful. And we'll go on to one other location. And we'll go into the a room that has the golden waterfall. Here comes this room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And have a request here for the dolphins. Oh, is it the dolphins? Here they come. We're in the water now swimming. Oh, yeah, raspberry chocolate holly cheesecake or something. I'm bald. So here we go. Dolphins. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody. And we'll start to come back from the light ship here. Coming back down, our animals, pets, flower, tree, flowers, earthworms are coming. So one, now you're going to feel the energy change around you. 2, 3, 4, and 5. So what we kind of decided, we've been talking, I've been talking with the co-host here, and they're having difficulties sorting out questions from just regular information. So if you could possibly maybe type something in, put a couple of question marks in front of, you know, after your name, start to type in the message location so we can actually see that it's a question. Because it is, like I say, if you're in the moment here, see how difficult it is to try to read stuff and then to go back and you only have maybe 6 to 8 names up on the fast chat in front of you. Other information flowing there. So you can just do that. Great. Bring in an energy here. This is a request from Randy in Chicago. So been on the light ship, but I see it there. It's argon. So here we go. This energy here. Oh, just sit back and relax. Here it goes. 1, here it comes. 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, kind of enjoy that, and let's, if Kathy's still there.
I'm still here. I'm really enjoying this, and judging by the comments in the fast chat, everyone seems to just have had a terrific time. We want to thank Luca for having a birthday and all the April birthdays. Happy birthday to you. It sounds like the cake was just delicious. And everyone's saying what a great visit it was. It's just so amazing that so many people can see and experience the actual visit to the light ship, at least where we are in the rooms that Ron leads us to. And he's such a wonderful escort and brings us back so gently that it's, you know, just an amazing experience having that peace-filled experience where there's no judgment, where you can just enjoy yourself, and then, of course, let the light beams work on us to help heal us and help remove some of the densities we carry with us from week to week that we were born with and inherited in our DNA. So it's just like our own personal trip to the best place possible. So thank you so much for that, Ron. There's quite a few thank yous here. I'm going to just say that on behalf of everyone. And a lot of people said they smelled strawberries and saw a wedding cake, and quite marvelous. So if you can enjoy this on Saturday night, there is also the opportunity to go to the Creation Lightship with Ron Amatron as our escort for intensive healings. And he does hold these every month for 3 Sundays consecutively, and starts on 1 Saturday prior. The Saturday is a 4-hour session, and the Sundays are 8-hour sessions. And today, Ron and the Creation Lightship sent out an email newsletter to announce the upcoming April Physical Intensive, which is our opportunity to go to the Creation Lightship and have these densities, this negative darkness that we have, removed and healed, and we can request healings. So the next one starts April 7th. That's it, April 14th in 7 days. That's a Saturday. So then if you did not get that announcement, you can certainly go to the creationlightship.com website and look under the events. Any link on the top there where it says weekly events or special events, you can click on, and it will take you right to the calendar of April, which has been nicely laid out by day and conference call and price and packages that you can order and the times. And you just purchase what you like through PayPal, and you'll get a confirmation email with the phone number and the access code for that particular call, as well as a receipt. So it's very easy to do and very quick, and we do a lot of clearing there. And on the Saturday, Ron has us clear out some water. We have 7 containers, and the light beings actually put special codes in there for us for each day. And that water, I just can't get over how good it tastes and how much I like it. And I love preparing for that. So that is something you need to know. But when you get the confirmation, you get some special instructions. So it's just something wonderful to experience. And there are package prices, so you can bring your family too. Okay, so Ron, is there anything you'd like to add about the special intensive coming up on April 14th?
Yeah, they're all very nice, all those long calls. When I first started a long time ago, you know, maybe a couple of years, I guess, I don't know, but I was kind of a little leery to do an 8-hour call. People may not be able to do that long, and boy, the call goes by so quickly. A lot of healing that gets done, which is a wonderful thing to have happen. And I think the people who come on, you know, who are more consistent, they kind of look forward to feeling better. And each time we get these things away from you, these are the unwanted critters, you know. I'll use the word external forces. The many, many types of things that are affecting us, the ones from beyond, though, you know. External forces you want to get out of you. And also you have internal forces in you. So it's to be kind of interesting as we clear these out of people. Oh, it's a wonderful way to get yourself more into wholeness, because once you get these things out, then your spirit can have more territory inside of you to live. Let's do a clearing here. Just need to figure out what we could do here. Trying to think what people might need. I think we'll do a clearing. Or I get anxiety. Maybe there's people out there who are anxious. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Actually, that's one of the clearings that we have for anxiety. We'll do one now for, you know, your emotion. Somebody's dialing there, but we'll do emotional trauma. So think of a situation that you may have in your life here, the next last couple of days maybe. We'll clear that energy. We'll do a timeline crash for what your issue is. Remember, we all have issues. Well, think of what that issue would be. So here we go. We're going to clear out trauma from that issue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And look at it now. It should be pretty distant to you. Okay? And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Is everything okay?
Let's do a clearing now for a timeline crash on your special issue. This may just be, you know, unique to you. It could also be unique to your friends, but you want to get off that timeline. So here we go. Think of that issue again. Timeline crash. I'll have to count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I want you to take that issue that you're thinking about now and look back upon your life. See if you have one that might be lurking maybe at the age of 10 or something, maybe 10 through 15, that's kind of similar. You could still be on that timeline out there having that experience. So do think of the same issue, and we're going to clear timeline when you are 8 to 10 years of age, somewhere in there. I mean 10 to 15. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So remember, what we're doing right now is just a Band-Aid, a little small one, in fact, and you need to get that issue away from you. And that's why you do the whole lifetime emotional clearing. Help yourself out with that, and it will typically maybe release that energy from you. It gets rid of a lot of stuff. If you haven't done it yet, by all means, do that lifetime clearing. I can't stress that enough. And after that, do the mental one. Because a lot of people don't realize how much they're being tormented by the mental energies. Keep, you know, that thought, mind control patterns running. And those the dialogues inside of your head, you want to get rid of that stuff. Main thing is the emotional one. That's the one that's going to cause you problems. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron, for those clearings. It's our responsibility, the listeners, to take advantage of all the clearings, as many as we can, that we need, especially as what Ron suggests, to help clear out the densities in our body, to get more with our spirit, to make that divine connection with our heart spirit. There's wonderful clearings there. The mental he did, the emotional, if you felt anything, usually that indicates that you need it or you need to do more of it. And I know for myself, going up to the light ship, I can just sort of relax and let the light beings take care of a lot of the energetic densities that we carry that I know I have, because I feel so much better afterwards. And while we're on the light ship, if we buy the intensive for the whole month, we are in quarantine there. So they work on us in quarantine throughout the whole month. And there's a whole lot of negative energies that they... a lot of parasitic critters that they get out that we don't know about, but we feel so much better once they've been released and cleared. And it's, of course, always so wonderful to be on the phone with Ron if you can be during those eight-hour calls, because you get to experience the rooms and the different sorts of healings that they do, and you can be, it's in part of the interaction of being in your phase of healing. You can request certain healings, put your hand on your body where you want, where you have pain, and let them work on you, which is just such a unique experience. There's just nothing like it, and yet it's just so wonderful and works so well. So this is a wonderful opportunity for everybody to get rid of the parasitic ET energies. There's quite a lot of percentage of them that does come off, so it's well worth it. And if you read the testimonials on the website, you'll see a lot of people commenting there about them, and you can learn a lot from that and be part of that yourself. So perhaps, Ron, we could do an entity clearing for those of us who might have picked up some entities along the week.
Okay, so these are hitchhikers. And they could be your relatives, even. And remember, your relatives, emotional bodies, do a body hop through generations. I was working on one today for a person on a special one-on-one clearing with them. And still not done. And this somehow, I'll just describe what happened. This is the first time I've ever seen this, but this this lady died, so the man's mother entities of, you know, the ghost, will say, emotional bodies floating around. But this thing split off into, I don't know, I'll tell you, probably 15 different emotional bodies. So you get rid of one of them, another one pops up, and you go, what's going on here? This thing is running rampant through their family line, and also through different people that are associated with this gentleman. So it gets to be very interesting and maybe complicated. So this is one of these rare situations, and I've been on that probably for, over probably about 2.5 hours, I would say. So, we're getting down to the end of it. Never saw anything get fractured out so much. I don't know if the person was mentally ill or something, but one of these appeared to be a carbon copy of the other one. Just very interesting. So here we go, entity clearing. Now, these are ghosts that maybe you go into a room. Let's just say you go to a secondhand store or maybe a hospice store or something like that. And all of a sudden, you know, that emotional body's in there because the relatives came, gave out their clothes to hospice or maybe the Cancer Society or whatever. And all of a sudden, all these entities are in there watching to see who buys that piece of clothing that they used to wear. Get it? Maybe they hop in your car and hop into you because they want to wear that clothing. This is their opportunity. Wonder why you feel a little different afterwards. So let's do this clearing here. Bit of entities. So one, two, they also bring you addictions. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. More out here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. If you're a newbie listening, we do the entity calls on Friday. $20, just over a little bit over an hour in length because we have BBS, the program after it, so I have to get off. But, boy, we start working with these energies that entities, you know, maybe you have a sore throat. And, well, you had a sore throat and it went away. Well, these entities could still be with you. So we concentrate, like, on throat. I think we did spleen one time, thyroid, eyes, ears, kidneys, bladder, hips, ankles, feet, shoulders, lower back. All these are conditions that people have or could have, and these entities can hop into you. So once you start getting these things out of you, then you go, wow, I feel really good. And you, and a lot of times they can come into your consciousness. So let's do a entity clearing for the ones that like to think, you know. So here we go. I kind of think of that old TV program. I don't watch TV that often, hardly ever. But when I was younger, that they had Maynard G. Krebs on TV. Thinker with the hand, you know, just on the chin or something. So if you're younger, you're not going to know what that is, but maybe even been black and white. So here we go. You have any entities that do like to think, to take up your time, your space? Here we go. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So we'll do another entity clearing. Let's do one for people who like to daydream, okay? And here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. And we'll do one now for kind of condition could we have. One that likes to doodle. Well, you're a doodler out there, okay? So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, and I'll do one more. And this is the entities that like to beat you up. And these entities somehow work with the mind. Maybe they activate that the mind looping program. These are the ones that tell you maybe that you're too fat, that you're not getting up in time to go to work, no, not enough money, life is too hard, you're exhausted every day, you're depressed. These are what's talking to you. So here we go. The beating up entities, getting those released. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, there's a lot of these. Wow. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Remember, you should probably even start feeling better. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one more time. One, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll turn it over to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron. That was wonderful to get those entity clearings because I myself was in a nursing home today, so people do pass away in there and also bring them in, and I try to keep myself clear, but it's sometimes unavoidable, especially if someone stands behind you and touches you and you don't expect that. So thank you.
Okay, I feel
free. Yeah. Yeah, and I should mention, too, that if anyone's listening to the archive later and enjoys the Saturday call where you're going to the lightship, you need to know that you cannot go without Ron. So on the archive, the healings and clearings won't work, but you will just simply receive the wonderful peace energy that you would have if you did go, just not the healings, because Ron is our escort. And you only will go with him live on the Saturdays. That's why we call it Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And so it does not work on the archive, only live on the Lightship Saturdays and through the clearings, the intensives. And it looked like a lot of people were thinking about getting the intensive. I think Luca is going, may treat himself to a birthday gift by going on the 8-hour intensive. So that would be great if you do, Luca. And he's getting a lot of encouragement, and other people are saying how wonderful it is and to be on the light ship. And and that entity clearing, they say here on the fast chat that it was a really good idea because they had felt something, and there was probably carrying lots of them. People had picked them up, too, and so let's see, and then a lot of people didn't realize that the entities are the ones that are telling us we're no good, and we're this and that, and doing this and that, and just not, having any kind of peace or calmness, and so that's the entities, and Ralph says a dark shadow left him, was that an entity? So can you tell Ralph if he had a dark shadow on him that was an actual entity?
It feels like it may have been also maybe some type of wanted being. That's what it felt like to me. I won't say it was a shapeshifter, but it was something. It looked like one of those external forces that is out there. Anything that's outside of yourself would be external. They can become internal from the external. And so you want to get these things released from you. Probably we go into the self-empowerment clearing session here a little bit. I get people talk to me and they say, Ron, I don't know what to do. I feel kind of funky. You know, that could be entities, but they want to go in to do the self-empowerment clearing only because it has, you know, I think 39 issues there. And these 39 issues, it's like a big Band-Aid. It doesn't take the place of the whole lifetime clearing, but it does get you kind of more jump-started into life. And 39 issues is a lot. When I started doing that, I started off with about 5 or 6, and they kind of, you know, kept coming, oh, what about this, what about that? And all of a sudden, we had all these show up there. And if one of those on there doesn't seem to relate to you, or you have another one that's special, then, you know, you can go into the extra box there to add your own situation. But it's like a nice Band-Aid. It does clean you out. I put it up for people that have an issue of something, and they just can't seem to get jump-started back into, being a functional person. And that's why we put it up there. Even if you are functional, some of these issues you could probably get off of you and you know, free yourself up for a short amount of time so that you're able to, come on. Oh, that's the nice thing about that clearing. I think it's $50 for 6 weeks. That and the billboard clearing, I think, are, naturally do your whole life of emotional one first and maybe the mental one. But those clearings, those two, can really help to change your perspective and the way you view life, because probably viewing life according to your belief system on issues. So by getting rid of that belief system on issues, you know, you can have relief in your life. It also has, you know, the curses, hexes, spells on that one. And so this kind of is a way that you can do many, many clearings. And some people don't know exactly which one to do. So the people that have been with me for a while that have done that clearing, they say, well, I may not relate to many of these. I know I got a few of these here, but, you know, what I want is just to go through them from number one and just go down and get this stuff cleaned out because I may have it lurking. We're going to bring in an energy here of the Star Bethlehem. Here it comes. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. So since I talked about the curses, hexes, spell, I'll just do a sample of that for you. And here we go. So think of a situation that you have in your life that maybe is not be productive for you or panning out or you attempt to do something. This typically works with maybe making money or, and having a relationship. Probably where it's mainly focused on. Somebody just doesn't like you. And some person comes in and does that. So here we go. So you have to think of something. So one, two, and the billboard is psychic billboard. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And the self-empowerment clearing is what we're talking about here. It does have the versus hexes spells on it. So some people may not want to go into that as a whole lifetime clearing, but it's a way to sample and see if something is holding you back. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So just see how that feels for you. So back to you, Kathy. You want to describe more about that clearing?
The self-empowerment healing clearing is very comprehensive. It was one of the first that I purchased about a year ago. And so it helped me to very much focus onto what kinds of issues that I was experiencing that were, well, you know, the blockages and the what to do about it. I mean, it's one thing to know, but then here's the solution right here on the self-empowerment page. So let me just read you a few of the situations that can afflict us all.
If you want to just go from one all the way down, just read them one by one.
Oh, I'll be glad to. Okay, if everyone wants to bear with me, there's 38, but I'll read quick. Okay. Stuck or paralyzed. Unworthy, being victimized, depressed, abused, disempowered, shame, unable to make personal connections, stressed, overwhelmed, overworked, betrayed, being used, unwanted, disappointment, put upon, pushed, unloved, family rejection, emotionally drained, fear of failure, anger, broken heart, resistance to change, unable to break through barriers, pressured, not focused, self-doubt, self-sabotage, frustration, too naive, complacent, discouraged, worried about the future, egoistical, fear of success, desperation. Number 38 is not in harmony with spirit. And then there's an option for other issues. So, I mean, it's pretty comprehensive.
And so, yeah, that's great for reading all that. Time is getting close here. We have an somebody talking about having antiques in their house, maybe the bad energies on them or from other people. Maybe you're afraid to sit in a chair that you bought because you feel this person sitting in there and you're squashing them. They come into you. What I would do is go on and do the object charging, okay? Very, very important. So do the object charging for each particular piece. That's what I would do for that. So our time is coming to an end here, a close. So thank you for reading all that, Kathy. I'm sure people probably are listening and they're going, well, that one might pertain to me. Well, maybe that one too, you know. So as you're thinking about that, there's issues there. So anyway, thank you, everybody. Thank you for coming on, and we'll see you later. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks for your comments, everybody, and for joining us on the Light Ship. And we'll see you on Mondays, our next show. Right, Ron?
Yep, Monday at 4 o'clock
Eastern
time. Yeah, 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. So we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings.